This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out, thank you to Tyler Milner, who just tweeted about my appearance with you guys with a cool video. Thank you very much, Tyler.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Damn, I miss old John McClain. Some of the conversations that I had with John McClain.
Oh, so cool.
And I walk away thinking, I never thought I'd have that conversation with John McClain.
I am not the show. They watch the porn.
That's right.
That was one of my favorites.
John McClain has planned like two of my events of my vacations before, like restaurants, all of that. He has planned. We went to San Francisco. I mean, I promise you, he gave me a list of about, 10 to 15 spots.
Right.
He did that for our Minnesota trip this past football season.
Johnny's lived a little bit, hadn't he?
Yeah, he has.
Now, we talked about this earlier in the week. John definitely has a lazy boy that he still sits in, right?
Oh, he's got to. And he can tell you the weather for tomorrow anytime you ask.
I don't know if John's got the weather. You think John's the weather? You think, not like Andy, I don't know.
Andy's level, but I bet he does.
Andy's a Hall of Famer when it comes to giving the weather. You don't think he's in a lazy boy? I think John stays up late watching TV in a lazy boy.
I definitely think he's in a lazy boy. I do wonder. John is John is much more professional than I think I am.
What do you mean?
Like I wonder. Like I don't think John stays up. Like I don't think. I'll go ahead and speak for you too. I don't think John gets locked into three episodes of Netflix till 2 a.m.
I don't know, Tyler. We've had some conversation with John McClain.
Yeah.
John will.
But
John's
I think it's scheduled. I don't think it's.
You think it's scheduled? Like you think? What time you think John?
To do what John does, I mean, he has got to be on a schedule, man. He's got to be locked in, right? I mean, it's the stuff he does is ridiculous. Like how he stays on top of all that, because it ain't like me, like spur of the moment. We can make something up and make it work. He's got to write an article that's 500 or 2,000 words, however you write an article.
Booger butt. It's a lot of words. But you jump from 500 to 2,000.
Well, I figure 500 is kind of short. It's just a few paragraphs. I mean, I'd imagine, I don't want to disrespect him. I'm just out of ignorance.
I don't know. I don't think he's up till 3 a.m. I don't think that.
I think he kind of sleeps in spurts.
You think like it's a spurt?
He gets up multiple times in the night and watches or does something.
Do you think he has a lazy boy that he has just smothered?
Oh, like I think it's got an indention of his ass.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't doubt he would be. He has the ability to.
And I'll tell you, John, the next one you can get to is an exclusive furniture. You can go out there and knock those out. And by the way, a little bit later on, thanks to the good people at Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors, we'll be hearing from Seth Payne a little bit later on in West Palm Beach to hear from him. But what we're going to hear right now, and John, if you're listening, you can hear this too, it's Tyler Sturgeless.
Ask her where she likes the pressure, where she likes it rough.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That is correct, Big Voice Guy. We do this every Thursday around this time. It's a full podium. We get the gold, silver, and bronze turd medals. And if you're watching on YouTube, I got a golden turd trophy here. Yes, I was licking it last segment. Ron wasn't lying. But check us out on YouTube.
Turd licker.
Because we...
Your dogs get it on us.
God.
They do.
Damn, Nala, stop eating turds. But we do it every week around the sports world. The biggest acts or displays of turdish behavior. Bronze medal this week, traveling up Highway 45 in the great state of Texas to that basketball squad that plays in Dallas. And more specifically, the shot caller up there, the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, Nico Harrison. Damn, Nico. How'd that feel in Los Angeles, watching little Husky Luca tear your squad apart just after you traded him away for a chicken biscuit?
I think my man said to himself, no, I'm going to face it. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to face it.
He was facing him quite often.
Set your ass at home.
This is Saquon Barkley level down.
I mean, it's maybe worse, man.
Well, you can make it. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt, because, like, the way it all went, like the explanations.
Set the stage, Clint, so the people know what we're talking about. I realize I didn't really do that great.
He trades Luka, and then there's comments coming out and you know from the organization about smoking and drinking and you instead of just saying I don't know what the right response would be. The right response would be not to make the move. But even once you make the move, is like have something that's at least believable that doesn't destroy you as a professional in the game. Like Nico never recovers from this, right? Does Nico ever recover from this?
No, I don't think so. I'm starting to feel bad for it.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah,
You can't be feeling bad for turds, like Ron.
Listen, this is the thing is, I don't think this is a guy that made a move as a hard ass and says, yeah, this is my thing. I'm running the show. I think he's clearly in over his head. And I think he took the
That's
job.
An interesting thought.
I don't think he at all thought it was going to be like this. I think he.
Well, how are you the general manager of a professional franchise
again,
and
as,
not
as,
think not re- hell I knew that and I'm a I, damn hayseed
again when you're in over your head and you are a guy that has a job that you're not ready for or prepared for and you've been given a job, you make bad decisions.
That's fair.
And I could see it in his eyes, like, damn, man. Like, I didn't think he thought people were going to include him in eulogies at funerals after that happened in Dallas. Like, I don't think he saw that. I'm not quite sure I did, but I don't think he saw it was going to be that bad.
Sure.
So I think he's in over his head. You have to know, all right, I'm going to trade Luka. All right, what are you going to have? I know I'm going to trade him. What are you going to have to combat this? Defense wins championships, and he got fat.
Husky.
Smoke
like that, he smoked darts. That's what he's gonna say to combat it. Like,
yeah,
I just think he's in over his head. I feel bad for him. He's gonna keep making bad decisions.
But
he's going to.
That is,
I think
your
career's over, sir.
I think
most likely
this is the only award he's gonna win.
It's an honor. It's an honor, Nico Harrison, Mavericks GM. He's gonna get this bronze medal this week. He's joining the likes of Billy O'Brien for worst moves ever by a turdish and idiotic general manager of a local sports franchise. Gosh, that Hopkins trade still hits. All right, silver medal on Turds of the Week for this beautiful Thursday. It's going to go out to a fellow who's had quite a bit of success in college football. You know him, Kirby Smart.
This is the silver?
This is the silver. God. Yes,
have
silver. Kirby Smart. Who earlier this week, he was doing some sort of talk with a bunch of young football players, I assume, that are getting ready to gear up for college football out of high school. He was doing a talk with them, giving a little presentation, and he starts getting to this point of his presentation where he's showing the pictures of four quarterbacks, Bryce Young, Burrow, Cam Newton, Johnny Manziel, and from there I'll let you hear this audio. Here's Kirby Smart earlier this week.
What do these guys have in common? Speak up. Heisman, it's a good answer. That's actually true. They're definitely quarterbacks. That's the most elementary thing. Heisman, quarterbacks, champions. He ain't champion. Champion of what? Champion of fireball.
Yeah, just hilarious. So the picture he was showing there, folks.
This is the silver.
That is good.
The picture that he was showing there, folks, whenever he talked about a fella being a, no, he's no champion, maybe a champion of Fireball, the cinnamon whiskey, of course. The picture he was showing was one Jonathan Manziel. Heisman winner, of course, in his own right for Texas A&M back in the day. Had his fair share of problems.
Johnny Manziel, somebody else.
Bryce Young.
Yeah.
What was the overall point he was trying to make?
I do want to know what he was trying to get to.
I don't know. That's where the audio stopped, but that's all I needed to hear to know that Kirby Smart is indeed a freaking turd.
Yeah, he stopped the car and backed it over over an absent Johnny Manziel.
Slick. And it's not slick, though, Clint. Yes, and I will tell you why it's not.
It was off the cuff. It really was. He didn't intend to get there.
And why he's landing on the podium with a silver turd medal for Kirby Smart and why it isn't slick. Man, you up here talking this ish about Johnny Football, the most electrifying collegiate quarterback we have ever seen on the field.
Clearly, that's debatable.
And you couldn't even take care of the dude. Johnny beat your ass. Yeah. Manziel carved your defense's asses up.
Oh, he's at Alabama.
And now you want to talk? There we go. Yes. Kirby was back at Alabama the day when Johnny walked into Tuscaloosa and handed them a fat L. So Kirby Smart, just know your place, man. I love a good ish talk from anybody. But whenever you're talking ish about someone who beat your ass, well, you land on the turd list, and that is your silver medal.
Next
this
line
week.
Coming in, Tyler's in his feels. Of course he is. He should be.
Yes.
Damn it, you.
And I laid out why.
There you go. All right.
Be better, Kirby.
I don't know how that's not the goal, but here's the goal.
You'll find out why right now, because this week's Golden Turd Trophy, again on YouTube, you can see this thing. It's beautiful. Smiling right at you. This week's Golden Turd Trophy. It's going to any decision makers, any shock callers, any suits and ties over with Fox Sports 1. Because people, the angel that is, the lovely Joy Taylor, she's MIA. She has not been doing her show. She has not been on the TV screen on air for FS1 doing that this week. Has missed 3, maybe 4 shows now, I believe. And the latest report is that FS1 is, quote, sidelined Joy Taylor. Questions arising about Joy Taylor's status at Fox Sports 1 Network after she missed 3 straight days of hosting Speak This Week, blah, 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 blah. First of all, we got to find Joy. Second of all, if you can, Joy Taylor, we riot. And this is why you're a turd.
This is interesting.
Do not deprive us of this beautiful woman who works her ass off in the sports world.
Because this is interesting, because Acho was involved in this thing as well, and he hasn't been sidelined. He's been working. This lawsuit that happened. This is an interesting one. Now I can understand why this is the goal.
Clearly.
Which is more important. But, we'll see what happens. This is...
Well, here's the deal, Tyler.
They haven't spoken a lot about this.
I mean, I understand your turd, but it could work out better for you, because without Fox on the business card, it might get a little more risque on the socials.
Ooh, like she'd start an OnlyFans or something.
No, I don't think
she. I don't know. I'm not saying she. You know, well, she might. There's a lot. They make a lot of money in that. But there's
love when she goes on vacation.
I mean, even the joys of the world have to go. Wait a minute. I do have an employer here. I can't.
Yeah.
I think without that, I mean, it may get even tuned up a little bit better for you, bub.
So that's your golden turd. FS1. Do the right thing. Don't can Joy. Don't deprive us of Joy, or we ride. And Joy, stay strong out there, girl. We love you.
Interesting.
We love you.